This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When castles towered over vast landscapes and knights championed honor and valor, there came an unforeseen darkness. Amidst this impending doom stood a knight called Alex Jones, a brave and outspoken herald known as the Truthsayer. Sir Alex Jones was not alone. In his most desperate hour in the battle against evil, a radiant light descended from the heavens. God, in all his glory and his legion of angels, stood by Alex's side. The battle raged on, but with every blow, Alex Jones' conviction grew stronger. With every truth he proclaimed, the demonic forces faltered. When the enemy was vanquished, Alex Jones swore a solemn oath that should the realm need him again, he would return. And now it's Alex Jones, leading a full frontal assault on the satanic New World Order. Tune in at Infowars.com/show and share the link today.
All right, when we come back in the next segment, I'm going to play an entire interview of Matt Gaetz with Maria Bartiromo, and it's important to give Matt Gaetz the platform here because, A, he's the real leader of the House Republicans. Kevin McCarthy's proven himself an empty suit, if not working for the Democrats, and I'm going to explain that. And it's time to build Matt Gaetz's political capital. And you notice that Ronna Romney McDaniel is nowhere to be found. And so there is no strategizing. There is no leadership in the GOP. And Ronna Romney McDaniel and Kevin McCarthy are responsible for this lack of strategy, this lack of foresight, this lack of vision, and this lack of action. So we've got to build Matt Gaetz's political capital. He needs to be a household name. He needs to be the next Speaker of the House. But let me explain, aside from Ronna Romney McDaniel and the missing in action GOP chair that she's been, everybody could have seen that coming. Of course, Mitt Romney is going to be stepping down. There's a victory for us, but it's time for Ronna Romney McDaniel to be next. I now believe Kevin McCarthy is working for the Democrat Party. Now, I didn't want Kevin McCarthy to be Speaker of the House because I anticipated this is exactly how it would go. But he's been an empty suit. He hasn't fulfilled any of his promises. And at first I thought the only reason he was filing articles of impeachment now is because he wanted to gain some points. He wanted to score some points on the board because he's got a big fat egg. He's got a big fat zero as far as political points are concerned from Kevin McCarthy. He's been an empty suit as Speaker of the House. And he fought so hard for it. And he made so many promises. And what's he done since? Nothing. He fought like hell to become Speaker of the House, and now he's laid down like a little bitch. But now, I actually think Kevin McCarthy is working for the Democrats. Let me explain why. I think it's clear at this point that the American left and the Democrats are ready to move on from Joe Biden. Now, this is not going to be a smooth transition. But I think it's pretty clear the media is now coming for Biden. And all the Hunter Biden problems and all the Joe Biden quid pro quo problems are going to come home to roost. It's unavoidable. Not to mention his physical and mental decline, which is going to get more and more obvious, and the embarrassment on the international stage, which is only going to get even worse with the disrespect and the geopolitical disadvantage that he brings our country. So, what a perfect time after all these years for Kevin McCarthy to file articles of impeachment right along when the Democrats are ready to move him out of the way. Just about all the evidence we needed, there's been some new evidence coming forward when it comes to the Biden crime family allegations, but all the evidence was already there for an impeachment inquiry to move forward, or a special counsel to move forward. And Kevin McCarthy did nothing. So why is he doing it now? Because the Democrats need some help to get Joe Biden out of the way. But they don't want to do it themselves. They want someone else to do it for them. And in this process, they're going to stab RFK Jr. in the back, which is only going to hurt them politically. But that's an entire different issue. So let's give the real Speaker of the House, let's give the real leader of House Republicans the platform when we come back. Maria Bartiromo interviews Matt Gaetz. I think it's very important to play this, and we'll respond on the other side.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So Kevin McCarthy has been an empty suit as Speaker of the House. He didn't fulfill any of his promises. He hasn't been a leader at all, even though he fought for that position so hard. Tooth and nail, he was scratching to become Speaker of the House, and then he gets it and does what with it? How about nothing? Now he wants to score political points by launching an impeachment inquiry, but I now believe that's because he's working for the Democrats. And this has been on the Democrats' timetable that now they want to remove Biden and replace him with either Gavin Newsom, who said he wasn't running, or maybe Big Mike Obama steps in. No, they don't want RFK Jr. He's anti-establishment. He's against the military-industrial complex. He's against the pharmaceutical-industrial complex. So their uniparty, corrupt D.C., isn't interested in him. So here's Maria Bartiromo. Right after interviewing Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz brings the heat on Sunday Morning Futures.
Now joining us, one of the people holding up an agreement to fund the government, Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. Congressman, thank you very much for being here this morning.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad I get to respond to your monologue, because if you're saying that I'm standing in the way of all the Republican wins, I'd love you to enumerate them. Watching my friend and mentor, Jim Jordan, it was quite painful because he started by saying we should only pick one fight, the border. But then as the interview went on, he said, well, we should pick a second fight, Jack Smith. And by the time the interview rounded out, he was saying that we shouldn't be funding Ukraine without a plan. And yet the very continuing resolution that you and Jim Jordan seemed to be for continues to have $300 million more for Ukraine. So I think we ought to fight on all fronts. I think the border is very important. And the best way for us to advance the Republican border policies is to pass the Department of Homeland Security Appropriations Bill, do that along with veterans, defense, ag, state and foreign ops. We'll have 73% of the discretionary budget funded. And if, you know, the Department of Labor and Education have to shut down for a few days as we get their appropriations in line, that's certainly not something that is optimal. But I think it's better than continuing on the current path we are to America's financial ruin.
Congressman, I understand, and that is why you are on this program this morning, because I want to give you a fair shot and I want to get you heard. So tell me why you are threatening Speaker McCarthy and trying to shut down this government at a time that the Republicans have finally gotten some upper hands here in terms of wins, able to investigate President Biden on what looks like bribery.
Yeah, we don't put our pencils down in the investigation of President Biden during a shutdown, so the premise is false. Second, if Kevin McCarthy was actually serious about pursuing the Bidens, he would have sent Hunter Biden a subpoena by now. That's how you know this is sort of failure theater that you're observing. During the first year of Democrat control of the Congress, they brought in Donald Trump Jr. three times over nothing, over a nothing burger. And so we seem to be fundamentally unserious in our oversight, but what is serious is the fact that we are spending more than $7 trillion a year, bringing in around $5 trillion a year. And I want to fund the government. I'm not pro-shutdown, but the way to fund the government is not the same way we've been doing it since the mid-90s, where it's one up or down vote on the entire government all at once. We should have separate single-subject spending bills. Kevin McCarthy promised that in January. He is in breach of that promise. So I'm not here to hold the government hostage. I'm here to hold Kevin McCarthy to his word.
Are there Freedom Caucus members also out out of compliance, they were also on the Appropriations Committee. Where is the responsibility for them? Are they also out of compliance?
No, I'm not a member of the Freedom Caucus. I'll let them speak for themselves. But take, for example, the border. This issue you think is has great primacy, and I would agree with you. The Department of Homeland Security appropriations bill was passed out of the Appropriations Committee in June. And yet Kevin McCarthy hasn't put it on the floor in more than 100 days. That is not serious. You know why Kevin McCarthy didn't move our border appropriations bill? Because the lobbyists and the special interests who own Kevin McCarthy want to put us in this position where we're backed up against the wall facing shutdown politics. And what that does is it centralizes power to the people that they buy off with PAC donations and lobbyist donations. And then the membership doesn't get to make real contributions to that process. I'm trying to democratize it.
The bills are being worked on. You just heard Jim Jordan say that they are efforting four bills this week, appropriations bills this week, to get through. That would partially fund the government. The defense bill as well, you wanted the defense bill to move forward, did you not?
Yes, that's why I voted for it, and I voted for the rule to proceed onto it. And by the way, don't give Kevin McCarthy credit for the fact that we're moving on to these four appropriations bills. That was the deal that House conservatives foisted upon Kevin McCarthy. When he couldn't just move the big spending bills without moving the bills that cut spending, we said, no, no, no. You have to move bills like the state and foreign ops bill, because we don't think we should be borrowing money from China to go fund gay pride parades in Prague or LGBTQ seminars in Indonesia. We don't think that that's a good use of our money. And the only way to do this, Maria, is line by line. Kevin wants it in one big up or down vote. Keep the government open. Shut it down. I'm saying single subject spending bills. It's the only way to break the fever and liberate ourselves from this out of control spending.
Well, he's doing the four bills next week.
Because we're making him.
So to push now to blow up all of the wins that you all have had now.
Which wins? Please enumerate them.
Well, okay. Well, how about the fact that he has set up a weaponization committee to investigate the DOJ, whether they're involved in a cover-up? How about the fact that he has set up the China Select Committee to keep China to account? And, of course, he has launched this inquiry into impeachment, potentially, for President Biden. Is that not what you want?
None of those things are deliverables. Those are steps in a process. Setting up a committee is an end unto itself only in Washington, D.C.
But
the American people demand results. Hold on, I'll let you talk, Maria.
Okay, go ahead.
These committees have done nothing to reduce inflation. They've done nothing to actually constrain the Biden government. We can set up committees and have hearings and yell at people, but at the end of the day, if we still send the check to fund a weaponized government, having a weaponization subcommittee is little relief to the American people. And if any of this was serious, we would be sending out subpoenas and compelling process the way the January 6th committee did. We should be operating like them. Instead, we're playing patty cake with the Bidens. We're allowing them to get away with it. And we're funding it. We're sending the money. If we were serious, use the power of the purse.
The speaker joined me a week ago and told me that he will, in fact, subpoena Hunter Biden. He said at the appropriate time. But let's be clear.
It's been 8 months. How many months do the American people have to wait before that subpoena is sent? You tell me.
We would not know anything that we know about the Biden family. 176 suspicious activity reports, 20 shell companies set up while he was vice president, the whistleblower testimony. We would not know any of this if not for those committees that he set up exposing all of this. We just heard from Merrick Garland last week.
But you have to follow that to its natural conclusion. It's not enough to expose facts that get people angry and animated. You then have to follow those facts to a conclusion and to accountability. You see, that's what Republicans are bad at. We're great at having the hearings and putting on the performances, but if you're still going to underwrite Biden's debt, which is what Kevin McCarthy did joining with Democrats on the debt limit deal, and if you're going to join up with Democrats to still fund his government, Merrick Garland will sit there and he'll answer my tough questions and he'll smirk at me or he'll obfuscate, and then guess what? He goes back to the Justice Department and the coffers are full with money from the American taxpayer that gets turned against the brave patriots in this country. What about the January 6th? Kevin promised he was going to release those. I'm still waiting.
Well, the January 6th tapes are available to anybody who wants to see them. He gave them and allowed Tucker Carlson and his team to see them.
If you walked in, No, Maria, they are not available to anyone who wants to see them. That is a factual misstatement. They have been curated for some people in the media and some defense attorneys, but any American cannot see any of the January 6th.
Are you not right now indirectly working with Democrats because you are going to allow Chuck Schumer to come up with a continuing resolution next week to fund the government? That's what your actions are doing. That's why some people feel this is a personal vendetta you have against the Speaker.
No, my vendetta is against a Washington system that allows corruption to put the interests of lobbyists and PACs above the interests of the American people. Kevin McCarthy facilitates that system, and I do deeply resent that. But I'm not working with Chuck Schumer or any other Democrat. I am the one working with House conservatives to require single subject spending bills. No, no, no. You guys criticize me for forcing single subject spending bills, then you give Kevin McCarthy the credit for doing it. The reality is,
this is about to come to a conclusion. Let me just lay some other things out. Now, I did a preface to this that explains some of the things Bartiromo said. Now, Bartiromo is a loyalist to McCarthy and Jim Jordan. So that's why she's trying to go tit for tat there with Matt Gaetz. But clearly she does not see what's actually going on and that McCarthy is actually the one working for the Democrats, not Matt Gaetz. And in fact, I would say it like this. Matt Gaetz is the future of the Republican Party, and Matt Gaetz's rhetoric is the rhetoric and the actions that the Republican voters want.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jones Show. I want to follow up with one thing that Matt Gaetz talked about, and that's this bill to fund Homeland Security and protect the border that Kevin McCarthy's been stalling on, and the Democrats are even calling him out for that, because not every Democrat wants an open border, and I'm going to have that for you coming up, but let's just follow it up a little bit here. Again, understand, Maria Bartiromo is a loyalist to Jim Jordan and Kevin McCarthy, because they give her inside scoops and they give her their time whenever she asks for it. So that's fine. And overall, Maria Bartiromo is probably in the top tier, I'd say top 90 percentile when it comes to cable news hosts. So that's fine. Maria Bartiromo is not the problem here. And quite frankly, even the back and forth, I think, was healthy there. But everything Matt Gaetz says is spot on. The only place where Matt Gaetz could go further would be embracing the government shutdown and saying, why should we fund this corrupt, out-of-control government that's weaponized against the American people and even more corrupted by Joe Biden? But he doesn't want to go there. Fine. But everything he's talking about is true. And for Maria Bartiromo to not see through her loyalists to Kevin McCarthy, her loyalty to Kevin McCarthy is unfortunate. Because she talks about, he's waiting for the right time, but he's done this to the Biden and that to the Biden. Really, how have the Biden suffered at all? Because in my view, it's the American people that have suffered. In my view, it's the American economy that has suffered. In my view, it's America's standing in the world that has suffered. Not Joe Biden, not Hunter Biden. They're doing just fine. Joe Biden spends 40% of his time as president on vacation. In fact, let me check the clock here. Sunday, 5:22 Central Time, Joe Biden is on vacation right now. Don't tell me Joe Biden is feeling the heat from Kevin McCarthy. That's a joke. And all that information that Maria Bartiromo laid out there was all available before Kevin McCarthy became Speaker of the House. All of it. Now, they've been able to go into bank records, and that's the one difference. But all the text messages, all the whistleblowers, all the business transactions, that has all been publicly available before Kevin McCarthy became Speaker of the House. Oh, he's just waiting for the right time. I think you're right about that, Maria. I think you're right about that. He has been waiting for the right time. The right time for the Democrats to get Joe Biden out of the way. That's why Kevin McCarthy's moving forward with it now. I originally thought, well, Kevin McCarthy's just moving forward now because he needs to score some political points because he's been Speaker for almost 2 years and he's still got an egg on the board. He's still got a donut on his scoreboard. So he wanted to score some political points in his moment of desperation. No, I was wrong, actually. I will say, I believe I was wrong. I believe Kevin McCarthy is doing this because that's what Chuck Schumer, that's what Nancy Pelosi, and that's what the Democrat Party establishment, maybe even Barack Obama, wants Kevin McCarthy to do. Because we've all seen the media now turn on Biden. We've all seen the poll numbers in for Biden. Look at that. Top page of Drudge Report. Trump leads Biden 52-42 in polls. It's over for Joe Biden, and the Democrats know it. So Kevin McCarthy is doing their bidding and taking Biden out for them. And that way they don't have to do it. So it doesn't look like they're a disaster or they're engaging in infighting. while they are completely ignoring and snubbing the real Democrat presidential candidate, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But Matt Gaetz brought up a bill. I want to show you that bill that Kevin McCarthy's been sitting on for over 100 days to protect the border. And so here it is in clip 7.
Well, let me take a step back. I take it you would describe the situation on our southern border as urgent?
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't think you'd be alone in that view. When did the Homeland Security Subcommittee hold hearings on this bill that we're considering today? My understanding is you held a lot of hearings.
Right. And I believe we passed it in a full committee in July.
You passed it. Would June 21st of this year sound about right? That the full committee marked up your bill?
I'll defer to you, sir. If you have the date there, I know that I've been working on it since the day I was appointed as chairman with my dear friend Henry Cuellar to try to find better ways to make the implement a strategy to contain what's happening at the border because it's a national shame.
And I, for one, want to say I appreciate your commitment. The question I have is why has it taken 100 days for the Homeland Security Subcommittee and the full Appropriations Committee to bring this bill to the Rules Committee? If the situation on the southern border is as urgent as you and I both believe it is.
Well, I certainly agree that if it was, I was running this place, I prioritize things perhaps in a different way. But
are you running the place? Who is in charge?
Well,
I talk to the Republican whip? Do I talk to Speaker McCarthy? Who do I ask this question of?
Well, the appropriations process normally takes place during, we have our field hearings throughout the first 6 months of the year.
Sure.
July, generally, as we have processed 10 of our 12 bills. The other two should get done shortly.
You did your work. June 21st, you marked up the bill. June 21st was 100 days ago.
Correct.
All I'm trying to ask is what happened in these intervening 100 days? Why didn't we take up this bill last month? Or maybe in July?
I'm ready to go on June 22nd, sir, but I don't dictate the schedule.
Do you understand why the American people would be frustrated?
Kevin McCarthy's holding it up.
As they see a Republican caucus that can purports and states that the situation on our southern border is urgent but waits 100 days to bring a Homeland Security funding bill to the House floor? Would that make sense?
May I
to
respond,
you?
Sir?
Yeah, of course. Yes, sir.
Because I think the American people are completely frustrated because, if you look at it, I remember, I think it was my dear friend Mario Diaz-Balart, who had presidents of the countries he's talked about before who came here in 14 and 15, who said, we want our children. We want them to stay home. We wish the president at that time, President Obama, would say, you're not welcome here. And when he did that, when he started deporting people and pushing back on the entry, guess what? The numbers went down, and they stayed down. But this administration, from day one, has said there's a green light here. Please come. Now talking about giving Venezuelans cards in which they can work in this country and stay in this country, and they don't care whether or not these people are coming across the border. You can't call what's happening down there Christian. You cannot call it humane. The journey these people are taking to come to freedom is not fair to anyone, and the American people are having to pay for it.
And I can tell your passion. And again, as I said, Mr. Joyce, Mr. Chairman, I understand your passion, I understand your commitment, and I understand that your subcommittee did its job working with Mr. Cuellar, holding a series of hearings earlier this year, and the Appropriations Committee, I have substantive disagreements which we'll go through with respect to this particular bill, but the committee marked up the bill. And my point that I'm simply trying to better understand, I suppose, or the question that I am trying to reconcile is, in my mind, is why the House Republican majority decided to spend the summer on bills regarding gas stoves and the lesser prairie chicken and then send everyone home for a 47-day recess only to come back and 7 days before the government is slated to shut down.
Say his name.
And troops and Border Patrol agents are slated to not receive paychecks. Decide that now they'd like to bring this bill to the floor. That is my point, your answer.
There you go. I just wanted to give a little more clarity to what Matt Gaetz was talking about, but that's a perfect example. Oh, who's holding this bill up? Why isn't it getting scheduled? Because Kevin McCarthy, that's why. Get him out! Get him out!
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, we've got big information coming up from Alex Jones. He has filed a special report on the fall of the West, and he's going to be exposing some geopolitical information that the American media will ignore, tied in to a historical lesson that he feels is imperative for us to learn here on this Sunday evening. Now, we have some of the most important guests that come on our transmissions. and there are going to be more important guests coming up this week. And they break some of the most key information when it comes to the media, and it's way ahead of its time, every time. And so that's why it's important for InfoWars to stay on air, and that's why the globalists and the corrupt politicians and the deep state and the corrupted social media companies, big tech companies, want us off the air. When there's big breaking news, they want to control the narrative. And if InfoWars is on the air, they can't do that. That's why they are trying so hard to shut us down with all the attacks they've had against Alex Jones, and now they're in attempt to imprison me. So your continued support at InfoWarsStore.com maintains us here on the air. You're our sponsors. We don't have big Hollywood sponsors. We don't have big pharmaceutical sponsors. We don't have big fast food sponsors. None of that. We just have you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And we make it easy because we have things that you need on our site, like toothpaste and emergency food supplies and water filters. And then we have things that we promote to help you live a happy and healthy life, like DNA Force Plus, Bodies, and the Real Red Pill Plus. These are three supplements that I always have in my pantry. And now, in the trifecta pack, you can get all three 40% off. And look, I can tell you about each one of these products because I'm a product of these products. And so most people will have to read off of a script to tell you about the products they promote. Not me, because I know all about them. The Real Red Pill Plus. Here's why this is important. Vitamin K, very important. Most people are deficient. You're probably not getting it in your diet. It's in the Real Red Pill Plus. And then the pregnenolone. Again, most people don't even know about pregnenolone and why it's so important. And the pregnenolone actually in the Real Red Pill Plus works supplementally and complementary with DNA Force Plus. But there's one other thing in the Real Red Pill Plus, and that's naturally occurring caffeine because of some of the other ingredients. So it does have a little caffeine boost, a little energy boost in there for you as well. Then there's DNA Force Plus with the CoQ10 and the PQQ for telomere support and cellular energy production. And then there's Bodies with the 95% curcuminoid turmeric for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, and joint support. A lot of different reasons why people like Bodies. I like it if I'm sore or stiff after a workout, or I play ball for 2 hours on a night, and then it's some soreness, some joints aching. I hit the Bodies, and I get the relief. But there's a lot of different reasons why people like Bodies. So you can go to InfoWarsStore.com and read all about it for yourself. Go read the hundreds of five-star reviews, not just on Bodies, but all three of those products. Now 40% off in the trifecta pack. And it's your support there that keeps us on the air. Now, I give a big round of applause to Matt Gaetz. The only knock I would have against him would be that I think he should embrace the government shutdown. He should say, hey, you know what? First of all, the Democrats are lying when they say the Republicans have been in charge of every government shutdown. That's just an outright lie. It's provable. Like, the Democrats pretend like there's no historical records or like you can't go back and research things on the internet. But whatever. Like I said, it's part of the fiber of being a Democrat. You have to be a liar. Or if you're RFK Jr., they'll make sure that you never get into office. So Vivek Ramaswamy, he understands this. He understands that the right rhetoric and the right political move that resonates with the American people is to embrace the shutdown. Who likes government? Seriously. Sure, you've got libtards out there that just pretend to like whatever they're fed, whatever slop the mainstream puts on their plate. They just embrace it, mostly because they just hate you and want to be contrarian to you. But really, at their heart, at their soul, who likes government? Who wants government in their lives and interrupting their lives and determining their outcomes? So really, the response should be, good, shut down this government that's weaponized against the American people. Shut down this government that steals our money and gives it to foreign countries. Shut down this government that cares more about illegal immigrants than American citizens. That resonates with the American people. So Matt Gaetz doesn't want to go that far. Maybe it's for political reasons. Maybe he just doesn't want to have that rhetoric as a member of Congress. But Vivek Ramaswamy has gone that far in so many words. But he also goes one other place that I love to see. Talking about the government lying to us on the Full Send podcast, here's Vivek Ramaswamy in clip number 8.
that... How old are you guys, actually?
29.
You're 29?
Same age.
Same. Okay, I'm 38, a little bit older than you guys. But certainly I grew up, and I think you guys did too, into a generation where the government has systematically lied to us. Lied to us about weapons of mass destruction.
We've always not trusted the government in our...
Even conservative. I mean, Republican, Democrat, the Iraq War, the 2008 bailouts. I was working a job in New York City here. I mean, that was a farce, the bailouts after the 2008 financial crisis. The Trump-Russia collusion hoax that never was. Origin of COVID-19 pandemic. What we knew about the vaccines before they were foisted on us as mandates. The Hunter Biden laptop story on the eve of an election. The Nashville transgender shooter manifesto that they still have not released. Now how our money is being spent in Ukraine. We have a government that has systematically lied and said we can't trust the people with the truth. And so young people who grew up into that generation, I mean, what a four-year college degree is worth. That you take on that debt, somehow that's going to help you live the American dream. Many of my peers still haven't paid off their college debts. So, yeah, I get it why young people are disaffected.
Boy, I got to tell you, you know, I remain consistent in my vote right now being for Donald Trump again. Some people will disagree with that, might call me a fool, but I believe he's got a second term. He's earned it. And maybe I do believe that he's going to have his redemption arc if he can get into office again. But I got to tell you, the more I see, the more I hear from Vivek, he just keeps warming my heart. He just keeps softening my heart and warming my heart to him. And really the only reason I wouldn't vote for him is just because he doesn't have any political capital yet. But man, his stance on just about everything is just spot on, organic, and right in my view. And he's the only one that said, why aren't we giving the Democrat, why aren't we taking what the Democrats give us here? Let's own the government shutdown and let's actually shut this corruption down. He's the only one I've seen go that far. Now, here's an interesting thing. Donald Trump had a big record skip last week. And I don't know why. I mean, look, I understand why people go on Megyn Kelly. She's got a platform. But why Donald Trump would go back on Megyn Kelly is just beyond me. I mean, how many times has she stabbed the person in the back that she's interviewing? So he hurt himself when he talked about abortion. And that was a big record skip for him. And now the Democrats are coming to his aid. And so after Trump basically kind of backed off his abortion stance, the Democrats are now pushing him right back to the full-on abortion victories that he's had. This is the Democrats. Joe Biden tweeted out this video of Donald Trump after he was like, well, maybe we should have 6 weeks or 8 weeks or a heartbeat thing. A lot of Republicans took that the wrong way. Political peers took that the wrong way. Cultural peers put that the wrong way. But now the Democrats put out this video saying Trump is the king of banning abortion.
I got rid of Roe v. Wade.
I'm the one that got rid of Roe v. Wade.
I was able to do it, and I was very honored to do it.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah, there has to be some form.
There, of course, remains a vital role for the federal government in protecting unborn life.
Nobody has ever done more for right to life than Donald Trump. Roe v. Wade, they won. They finally won.
The Iowa bill was signed, and they wouldn't have been able to do anything if I wasn't able to do what I did.
So Democrats restoring some of the damage Trump did to himself. That's hilarious.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWars. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Sunday night edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Please don't forget, coming up when this hour ends in about 10.5 minutes, Owen Shore will be taking over yet again to host Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Central, with a lot of breaking news, clips, analysis, and your phone calls. Now, I'm about to cover in this last segment the most important issue happening on our planet today. I think, hands down, you'll agree with me, and we have a chance to control our destiny and not march headlong into nuclear Armageddon. So let's get into it right now. Facts are stubborn things. And I don't agree with the head Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, because he's Russian or because I'm a Russophile. No, it's because I am a truth seeker, a truth file, and I support the truth. And Russia did not start the war. The Anglo-American globalist forces, the same ones destroying the West, destroying our borders, devaluing our currency, attacking our families, attacking Christianity, are the ones now trying to start thermonuclear war with the Russians. So what did the Russian foreign minister say on Friday in a huge speech to the United Nations? Here's the headline. You can read the transcript at InfoWars.com. The West is now the real empire of lies. Key takeaways from Lavrov's UN speech. Let's be clear. Russia's not perfect. They're not without sin either. But they are not expansionary like the Anglo-American globalists allied with communist China. But now China's breaking with that and teaming up with Russia. And if you talk about anything on the earth that's as evil as the globalists, it's the communist Chinese. So the Russians aren't perfect, but compared to the globalists and the communist Chinese, They are like choir boys in my researched view and opinion. So what did Lavrov talk about? What's the big takeaway? He said the West is losing its survival instinct. He said the West is losing its connection to reality and the fact that this is an existential threat to all life on Earth. And they do not realize how much danger everyone is in because they basically have a bias, a normalcy bias of being in charge and having the power and being the controlling empire since the end of World War II, 70 plus years ago. And that's the point I make all the time. The globalists are getting more and more reckless, more and more out of control. The more they squeeze people, the more resistance they get. Instead of backing off and using soft power, they use hard power. And now they've run up against the largest nuclear power on Earth, who's saying they're not going to back down. This is a game of chicken we don't want to play, especially when the people who've hijacked our country and Europe are diametrically opposed to us as much as they're opposed to the Russians, because any independent sovereign culture is a threat to their hegemonic technocracy and transhumanist aims and depopulationist goals. Russian official slams U.S. for stirring up conflicts that actively divide humanity into hostile blocks and prevent it from achieving common goals, close quote. Says Western nations are sending arms to Kiev and training its troops. They are de facto fighting against us with the hands and bodies of Ukrainians. Yes, they'll fight to the last Ukrainian. NATO will. The world has a chance to achieve authentic democratization in international relations by establishing a multipolar order, making the first opportunity since the end of World War II, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told the UN General Assembly. It's actually on Saturday, I said Friday. The U.S. and its Western allies seek to prevent such a development by stirring up new conflicts to divide humanity and keep the hegemony of a global minority. That's a quote in place, he added. The West is an empire of lies, not the people of the West, but the people that have hijacked the ruling elite, the corrupt aristocracy. The U.S. and its allies still reject the principle of equality in international relations, Lavrov said. America's Europeans keep looking down on the rest of the world, and that leads to their total intractability in any negotiations. Washington and its allies keep making promises left and right. They don't just look down on the third world or the old world. They look down on the American people as well. The ends up being reneged on, the Russian minister added. As Russian President Vladimir Putin put it, the West is now the real empire of lies, he added. Reckless Western politicians have forgotten about self-preservation. This is point two. Forgotten about self-preservation. NATO activities have reached unprecedented levels since the end of the Cold War, the top Russian diplomat believes. The U.S.-led bloc forces have conducted drills that involve simulated nuclear strikes against Russia. Even CNN's reporting that now. That's been building up, he reported. And that Washington is also actively seeking to protect its military might in the Asia-Pacific through establishing military political alliances with nations like Australia, South Korea, and Japan, and pushing them towards closer cooperation with NATO. I thought NATO was just the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Now it's global, the UN military force they talked about decades ago. Such actions risk creating a new explosive geopolitical hotspot in addition to the European one, Lavrov warned, adding that the Western politicians have been so blinded by a feeling of impunity or invincibility that they've lost, quote, the sense of self-preservation. And he goes on to break down what's happening. He goes on to say the globalists have their new world order that stands in the way of a independent nation-based order with nations working together. He goes on to say that Western sanctions are only hurting poor people and starving them around the world, not actually hurting the Russian government, which, again, Russia's made record profits during the last year and a half war because they're supplying more fuel and more gas to India and, of course, to China. And he just goes on to lay all of that out. You can't disagree with the facts here. And I say this every day. The globalists are putting fluoride out, 5G, GMO, poison shots that blows back on them and their families. They're not exempt from it, and it's destroying them as well. And you look at how unhappy the main dynasty families are. If you research the DuPonts or the Rockefellers or the Rothschilds or any of them, highest levels of suicide in their families, super high levels of transgenderism. They are sick. They are twisted, and they're trying to project what's happened to them because of their service to evil onto us. And if you expand on this, think about how we're told the Russians are destroying America. But who's cutting off our energy? Who's attacking our children with sexualization? Who is allowing fentanyl to be shipped in? Who's dissolved our borders? Who's doing a thousand other horrible things? It's not the Russians. Do the Russians control thousands of U.S. public schools? No, the communist Chinese do. Do the Russians own four of the big six Hollywood production firms? No, the communist Chinese do. And I'm not saying the communist Chinese brought it all. They're just a major command arm of the globalists until about a decade ago. And now Xi Jinping has broken with them. So the globalist plan is not working. Just like Hitler and Stalin, the first 2 years of World War II were allied. They later turned against each other, and we know the rest of history. So this global government and this race to set up authoritarian global cashless societies and AI surveillance grids will end up biting all of us in the ass, including the globalists that have established this totalitarian transhumanist system. A brief history is basically the British Empire won World War I, but was bankrupt after it. Then they basically built up Hitler, allowed him to launch the attacks he did. They didn't control him, but they set him up and told the Germans they had a treaty with him and that the King of England would become the head of the EU. And the Deputy Fuhrer had a treaty that he delivered back to the British. And so they locked him in the tower, Rudolf Hess. This is all there. And so out of that, the British Empire at the end of World War II merged with the new burgeoning American Empire. And that's been the global order since then. But now that's been run completely into the ground. Because the globalists aren't just trying to dominate the Russians and the Chinese and the Africans and everybody else. They're trying to dominate the people at home and saying the main threat is the American people and populist and conservatives that just want to have a free and prosperous world to promote American values through soft power and not be part of this hegemonic world government. That's why the globalists are failing according to every measurement. But again, they don't back down. They only intensify their operations. That's why people that serve the system, even though it's at their own detriment, need to wake up and pull back and realize just because big tech promotes your post because you go along with tyranny doesn't mean you're on a winning team. You're schmucks. You're fools. You're useful idiots that have been brought along with this system. The globalists claim they're launching all this war and all these sanctions and control to protect us. But at the same time, any place they control, they are busy shutting off the infrastructure of the general public because they cannot help their totalitarian predatory mindset. They are predators. They are pedophiles. They are inbred globalist degenerates. They are the enemy of the world. They are the worst elite on the planet. They are the plague. They will kill us all if we do not break with them and stop following their orders. Going along with the globalists is a suicide pact. It's a circular firing squad. And InfoWars stands against nuclear war, stands against the destruction of national sovereignty and the family, and stands against transhumanism. We're going to go to break. We're going to end this important broadcast and hand the baton to Owen Schroyer, who will host Sunday Night Live for the next 2 hours. Please join him. Please share the links. You're tuned in on AM and FM stations to InfoWars.com/show. We'll be right back. Please stay with us. Owen Schroyer coming up.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.